You know, in our culture, raising a child, especially the under fives, is in the hands of a woman. Most of the laws, they felt like previously that whenever a woman is pregnant, it's none of their business. For them, it's just to bring food. But they never thought that they are also part of the growth of the baby. So whenever we are talking about ECD, we talk about the importance of a male figure from conception to growing of the baby. So what we have seen, men are taking the responsibility of ensuring that they are playing with their babies, and also they are part of their antenatal care during the when the woman is pregnant. That's the first thing that I've seen men being involved in the caring of a child from conception to maybe 5 years and throughout, I can say throughout the growth of the baby. The second thing that I've seen is what Ivona said, that the households now, they have food, the food that is needed, because the breadwinner is also in the know of what is needed for optimal growth, especially nutritionally. Third, you know, as I've said about the HIV testing, we have seen that because of involving men, we have seen the other couples that are discordant. Yeah? You find that the woman is negative, but when the man comes for the HIV test, is positive. So we have helped discordant couples to know their status, that much as one is positive or negative, the other can be vice versa. So it has helped us to reduce transmission of HIV from the one partner to another partner at the end of it all to the unborn baby. I was also mentioning about the expert client program, where we have men who are also frontline workers. We have used this men more in reaching out to other men, especially on adherence. You know, men, most of the times, they are difficult to access health services. So these men, they act as role models to reach out to other men, because you find that more, maybe if a female expert client calls to visit a male person, it's difficult to adhere or to come back to be retained in care than if a man approaches a fellow man. So those are some of the points that I can say, the impact that we have seen of involvement of men in our programs.